KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved two mayoral appointments. Catherine Smith was appointed to the Utility Board of Trustees, AMU. Smith succeeds Joyce Jensen, who resigned. Her appointment is in effect until April 1st, 2023. The second appointment they approved was for Adam Skog to the Atlantic Library Board of Trustees. He succeeds Mark Johnson, who passed away in September. The appointment expires on June 30th, 2024. The council also approved an order to close certain city streets for this Saturday's lighted parade, which takes place beginning at 4:30 p.m. The streets to be closed include 6th and Chestnut to 6th and Walnut, 7th and Walnut, 6th and Chestnut in front of Wells Fargo Bank, 2nd and Walnut at the corner of Detter Motor Company, and 2nd and Chestnut at the corners of Capitals and W&S Appliance. Now, there are some rules that will be in place for this Saturday's event with regard to COVID-19 safety. Spectators must park along Chestnut and Walnut Street and remain in their vehicles at all times. Those participating in a float must wear a mask. Candy, promotional material, and other items will not be permitted, and there will be no fireworks this year. In other business, the Atlantic City Council passed a resolution approving the 2021 budget report to the council. AMU has its own oversight board. In accordance with city code, the council must approve the budget in order for it to go into effect, since the utility is an entity of the city. The city traditionally passes the AMU budget without issue and acknowledges the AMU board's purpose and oversight. You can find a link to that budget report in the same story on the news page at KJN.com as a PDF file you just click to open. The council also passed on the third and final reading an ordinance that vacates an alley located just east of the intersection of East 9th and Plum Streets. The second reading of an ordinance adopting the proposed amendments to the City of Atlantic Zoning Code, and an order to approve a change order number 3 for the Atlantic Downtown Revitalization Project, which will add $1,950 to the project cost, making for a total of $449,329, which is still under the original estimate. Red Oak Rehab and Care Center say they are currently experiencing an outbreak of COVID-19 among their facility residents and employees. Montgomery County Public Health Department says the Red Oak team has been preparing for the eventuality of potential outbreaks due to exploding community spread, but having that moment become a reality is difficult for those who have worked so hard and sacrificed so much, they said, to prevent it since everything was locked down in March. County Public Health Administrator Samantha Beeson says Montgomery County has been teetering between red and yellow zones regarding test positivity for months. The status means nursing homes are required to test staff, contractors, and vendors multiple times per week, once while in a yellow zone and twice if they're in the red zone. And as soon as Red Oak Rehab and Care Center learned of the potential outbreak, they began testing residents as well so they could try to get ahead of the outbreak, even though it's not a requirement in Iowa. The facility also implemented immediately a COVID unit for residents who became positive and have asked residents who are negative on testing to quarantine, wear masks, and sanitize their hands regularly. Caregivers have replaced procedure masks with N95 masks and gowns, in addition to the face shields and gloves Iowa has required during the pandemic. A needlepoint bipolar ionization system has also been installed in the air handling system to try and dismantle the virus. Electrostatic disinfection has been implemented to enhance the increased cleaning and sanitation of the facility as well. Beeson said the facility administration is in close communication with the local and state health officials to ensure all the appropriate measures are taken during the current circumstances. They're also following guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services to reduce the spread and impact of COVID-19. The Red Oak Care Center has also been updating their local hospital officials in case there's a need for inpatient care and working closely with the Montgomery County Public Health Department and Iowa Department of Public Health, licensure and survey and certification. General updates about increases or decreases in positivity of COVID-19 can be found on the website www.redoakcc.com. Officials say family members can interact with their loved ones by using video chat, calling, texting, or checking in on social media. Red Oak Care Center teams have worked very hard, officials say, and now they're working harder to get the residents through this pandemic as safely as possible. And due to federal privacy laws, the Red Oak Care Center will not share any specific information about the medical status of its employees or residents. The Iowa coronavirus dashboard today, as of just before 7 o'clock, showed there are 2,930 new positive COVID-19 cases around the state, with 70 additional deaths. The deaths totaled 2,519. IDPH says one more death was reported in Adair and Mills counties, and there are two more deaths in Harrison County. Long-term care facilities have a total of 1,088 deaths to date, and deaths amounting to pre-existing conditions, number 1,353. Hospitalizations statewide fell from 1,162 on Wednesday to 1,124 today. The positive cases, including Cass County, were up to 840 with 15 new cases since yesterday. Mills County has 13 new cases for a total of 1,091. Pottawatomie County is up 136 cases to 6,709. Shelby County is up a dozen to 798. And Union County is up 28 to 836. You can take a look at that information and more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Jim Bakerink, age 73 of Fontenelle, died November 23rd in Des Moines. Public graveside services for Jim Bakerink will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter with full military rites. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Cleo Berger, age 89 of Atlantic, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Cleo Berger will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Margaret Anderson, age 81 of Brayton, died Monday at Exira Care Center. Graveside funeral services for Margaret Anderson will be tomorrow at 1:30 at St. John's Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dorothy Anderson, age 82 of Shelby, died November 25th. A visitation for Dorothy Anderson will be tomorrow from 2 until 7 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Rosie Hansen, age 81 of Atlantic, died November 21st in Omaha. Alan Hansen, age 80, also of Atlantic, died Tuesday at DeCass County Hospital. A private family graveside service for Rosie and Alan Hansen will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Eileen Goodrich, age 93 of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Eileen Goodrich will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Irene Arkfeld, age 96 of Panama, died Sunday. A private family mass of Christian burial for Irene Arkfeld will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ray Leto, age 73 of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Johnston. A mass of Christian burial for Ray Leto will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Lola Linton, age 55 of Harlan, died Saturday. Private family funeral services for Lola Linton will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Kelly Williams, age 58, of Atlantic, died November 26th. Funeral services for Kelly Williams will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic with Roland Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Patricia Bloom, age 84, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. A private family graveside service for Patricia Bloom will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Dolores D. Agard, age 93, of Coralville and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday. Private family funeral services will be held for D. Agard at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kelly Schlake, age 60, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Services for Kelly Schlake are currently pending with Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Becky Ferris, age 62, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Arrangements for Becky Ferris are pending with Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.